The first presidential debate last night was the most tweeted about debate ever. The numbers are still being tallied, but were confirmed to be above the 10 million tweets sent out during the first presidential debate in 2012. Last night's debate was also streamed by Twitter through a partnership with Bloomberg. That was the first time they have done that. And oh, by the way, Twitter may soon be sold. For more, let's check in with our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Kurt Wagner is senior editor of social media for Recode. He joins us via Skype right now. Hi, Kurt.
Hi, Jeremy.
And you actually watched the debate last night on Twitter.
I did. I watched it on my laptop, and I watched some NFL football on my television. I was a good dual-screen user.
Well, how did it go? How did it work on Twitter to watch the debate?
So it was very similar to how they streamed a couple of the NFL Thursday night football games last week and the week before. Essentially, they pin the feed to the top of the screen, and then you can follow tweets along the bottom and refresh your feed and see things from folks that you know at the top, and then also just see general chatter about the debate from other people on Twitter down below. So you can kind of follow the conversation while watching it all on the same screen.
Conversation is a nice way of putting some of the things that go back and forth on Twitter, especially during the debate. But, you know, probably a good thing for Twitter to get all this attention right now at the moment that people are talking about it potentially being sold. What's going on there?
We are seeing a handful of companies say, not publicly, but being reported that they're interested in making a bid for Twitter. This has been a long time coming, but I'm not surprised that they seem to be making a move right when Twitter's kind of reaching its peak.
And if you look at the companies that are reportedly considering buying Twitter, it looks like Twitter could move in very different directions depending on who ends up buying it. Salesforce, Disney, Google, all in the mix.
Yeah, we've heard Salesforce and Google, I believe, were reported last Friday to be interested. Disney was reported yesterday to be interested. I think I've heard Verizon as well. So you're right. If they go to a Disney or Verizon, it feels very much like it will be more about this live stream video distribution, right? And kind of fitting in with a media player in that way.
One more thing I want to ask you about before we let you go. The company Snap now. If people haven't been paying attention, they don't know that Snapchat is now called Snap. It has unveiled these new camera sunglasses called Spectacles, selling them for around $130. Tell us about them, and is it a risk for Snap to get into hardware?
So they've been working on these glasses since at least early 2015 and have been long rumored. There were some photos that leaked, you know, of CEO Evan Spiegel wearing them. But of course, the company had never officially commented, never was willing to admit they were working on them until last Friday when they had this big unveiling of the spectacles. And so imagine sunglasses, but with two little cameras in the upper corner of each eye that's going to take video and photos without the need to use your hands, right? You can have hands free to be doing other things. And in terms of a risk, I really don't think this is much of a risk for them at the moment. The reason is they've done a really nice job of framing how these glasses are fit into their business, which is that they're describing them as a toy, right? They're saying these are meant to be playful. They're fun. We're only going to create a limited number of them. They don't expect it, at least not publicly, to be a huge revenue driver. And because they're still a private company, they can kind of get away with tinkering with something like this and just seeing how it goes.
That's Kurt Wagner, senior editor of social media for Recode. Kurt, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.